Yeah, I was here last week, I think. Again, I'm fresh off the basketball court, and I'm ready to play some songs for my good friends. So the first song we're gonna play is called "Come On Home" by the Lajadu Sisters. I believe they are from Nigeria. Yeah, it's a great song, and I've been a little homesick recently, so "Come On Home" is a suiting first song for the show.
Come on home, baby. Please come on home, baby. I'm your wallet, you go wild.
Yeah, that was Come On Home by the Lejadu Sisters, twins from Nigeria. It's from the 70s. Pretty groovy. Yeah, I've always liked that song. I think I listened to it over the summer a lot. Okay, anyways. Just also want to give a quick shout out to my two listeners that I know of, Elena and Ruby. Thank you so much for listening. Good friends from high school, ladies. And we'll be back again winter break. I'm really excited to get to spend time with you guys again. This next song is a song I've been listening to a lot this week. It's like one of the only songs I've been listening to this week because I keep replaying it. It's Crab by Alex G off of Race, an album that I didn't really listen to too much before, but I've been loving as of recent. So here's Crab. Yeah, that was Crab by Alex G. Been nonstop in my head this past week. This next song is a song that I, again, listened to a lot. I think maybe over quarantine. I listened to this album a lot, Death of a Ladies Man by Leonard Cohen. And, you know, I think the song's really catchy, but if you read into the lyrics too much, it is also a little creepy. But, yeah, I think this is a really cool album. I like it a lot. I think Phil Spector worked on it a lot with him. I think Ruby has some connections there. Okay, yeah, this is Memories.
Just a bell.
Yeah, that was Memories. Oh my God, by Leonard Cohen. And I was right. We do Leonard. We'll call him a friend of the show because of Ruby's connections. So not only was Ruby cousins with Larry Levine, an engineer behind the Wall of Sound. Come on, guys, you should know him. Look him up. Great photo on his Wikipedia. But Ruby's grandma was also friends with one of Leonard Cohen's girlfriends. So I'm going to call him a friend of the show. Once again, Spotify has decided not to work during the middle of my show, so it's fine. We'll go to YouTube. But the next song I'm going to play is something I've never listened to before, but I keep seeing Dijon. He has a new album out, and his music's all over my Instagram in terms of people putting it on their stories, and I just saw someone put up this song, Talk Down. So we'll listen to it together. Haven't heard anything from this album yet, but I know McGee, who I like to listen to, worked on it a lot with him. So here we go. Talk Down by Dijon. First time listening to
Grammarly
it.
And can help you rank.
Yeah, I like it.
People customize and save with Liberty News.
An ad for YouTube.
Okay, who sat at my desk?
Second. By the way, Ruby, a loyal listener of the show, just tried to heat up chocolate and make it hot chocolate. And I'm glad it didn't work, Ruby, because I don't know how I feel about that idea. Okay. Well, actually, I'm sad it didn't work. I'm sorry. I take it back. I wish you could have hot chocolate. How hot is it? It's like, you're in California. Do you really need it? Anyways, this next song I've played before, but it's a goodie. Crimson and Clover by A.G. Cook. Not A.J. Cook. I always say A.J. Cook. But this is a cover, which I didn't know until recently. But I love this song of his. Here it is.
Now I don't hardly know. But I think I could love her. Crimson and clover. I
Crimson and Clover. A.G. Cook. I'm so bad at, like, my J's and my G's. Every time I look at his name, I have to, like, think for 10 seconds that I think it's not J. Okay, I screwed up last time. Well, I screwed up on multiple levels last time. Apparently, I let a Grammarly ad play. My bad. Didn't mean to do that. And also, I misspoke. Actually, Elena's the one that heated up the chocolate and tried to make it hot chocolate. Elena, I mean, I understand. It's still also hot in New York. Well, in the Northeast region right now. I shed my winter jacket today, Elena, so I don't know. Okay, this next song is... And also, I'm so sorry to Ruby for slander. This next song is actually speaking of Ruby from Ruby's friend Alejandro. He recommended If You Wanna, or he recommended The Vaccines to Ruby after she told him she was into the Silver Jews. And Ruby sent along their song If You Wanna for us to listen to tonight. I haven't listened to any of The Vaccines ever, but their album art looks familiar, so I think I've probably seen them around, but here we go. If You Wanna, official video by The Vaccines. Ruby said they're shadow banned on Instagram because of their name. I don't know, maybe it's a good or a bad thing for that. I don't know. I'll check their comments. I'm curious. Thank you to Ruby's friend Alejandro, the ENFP truck driving man. It was a good song. I liked it. Okay, let me try to figure out how to play this next song. So, this next song will be a TBT for me and my listeners, but it's still a goodie. Oh my god, I have so many ads on this. It's very hard, this YouTube thing. Okay, here it is. So yeah, I'll play the song and then I'll talk about it later, but here it is. Oh, one second. I forgot to unmute it. Okay, this should be good. That was by Mainland. Elena and I, in our middle school days, became obsessed with this band along with our friends Anais and Honora, I think, maybe Pilar as well. And our friend Anais, at literally the age of like 15 maybe, like, was their photographer. But I also don't know, like, I think it was, I don't, I'm still, I sometimes I think about like if that was a good or a bad thing that they were like so eager. But yeah, really cool. I don't know if they've come out with music since. I think they have. I haven't really listened to it, but yeah, that song, literally muscle memory. Elena and I know all the words. Big formative song for us. Ruby, maybe you too, but I think we were the Mainland girls. We had lunch in the park. Yep. Okay, this next song, speaking of Elena, is per Elena's recommendation, Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head by Torres, all caps. So, here it is. That was Don't Go Putting Wishes in My Head by Taurus, per Elena's recommendation. I really like that song, and I think it's gonna set the tone for the next two songs I've played, the last two songs, or plan to play, the last two songs of the show. We were just talking about Adrienne Lenker, and I was going to play her song last, but I'm going to play it now before Ruby has to go. It's a cutie one. Lenker. Elena said she just saw her perform live, and I'm very jealous, to be honest. Okay, we're gonna play. I'm just waiting for the freaking ad. Okay, we're gonna play Jonathan by Adrienne Lenker and Buck Meek. Don't know who that is, but pretty sick name. Yeah, that was Jonathan by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek, who Elena informed me is another member of Big Thief. The more you know. Elena said she was very good live, and I don't doubt that for a second. I feel like I'd want to be sitting, though. I don't know, Elena, you can let me know, and then I'll inform people. But I think I'd want to be sitting for her performance. I don't think I'd want to be standing. It's not the vibe. Okay, and I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to call it. Ruby has somewhere to be, and, yeah, I just want to play this song, and I don't really have any other songs to play. So this is Boys by Indigo D'Souza. Oh, I'm looking at the freaking YouTube video now, and it's 12 minutes long somehow. Okay, let me try to find a better one. Also, I got sent Jonathan, the song Jonathan, through the WJRH playlist exchange that we did. I think Jess sent it. Who sent it to me? Oh, Tess sent it to me. And it's really cool. We like get paired with people, and then you... you make them playlists, and I got to make playlists, and I received playlists for two people named Jessica and Tess, so then I got them confused, but, this next song was sent to me by Tess, Boys by Indigo D'Souza, but I can't find a freaking YouTube video. Okay, let's see what this 12 minute long one is all about, because it's not supposed to be 12 minutes long. My god, a freaking ad for Grammarly again. Okay, let's see what this is all about, guys. I'm confused about where the music is. Okay, so awkward. No music in this music video. What? Okay, let me just play a Indigo D'Souza song. Played Hold You. Let's play her Frank Ocean cover, Ivy by Frank Ocean. Didn't know that existed. 4 days ago she posted it. I love that song. And let's call it after that. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Elena and Ruby, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, very excited to see you soon. We'll play Ivy, the Indigo D'Souza style. All right. See you guys next week.
Dreaming when you said you loved me, started nothing. I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. Started from nothing. Ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now, 'cause we both know the deep down. See my thoughts, you would see our faces, safe in a rental, like an armored truck back then. We didn't give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid no more. We'll never be those kids again. We drive to sit at the X6 back then. Back